This is LifeMint.com and you're listening to the Mint Editors Podcast with me, Nandita Mathur, and Mint's editor, R. Sukumar. So the first story we pick up again is Reliance Jio, which we had discussed a couple of weeks back, that how its launch is threatening to disrupt the market. But now with the Vodafone FDI and the spectrum auction, it seems that, you know, even the incumbents have deep pockets.
And the fight in TRAI,
yes.
Not to forget that. I think, again, multiple facets of this story have emerged over this week. The first one is how the competition is reacting.
Right.
So one reaction is by Vodafone, which we saw is getting a significant amount of investment from its parent, $7 billion.
Yeah.
It will use part of the money to extinguish its debt. It will use part of the money to fund its spectrum buys.
Right.
Basically preparing for Reliance's launch. One reason for this is obviously the fact that its IPO has been delayed. IPO is now going to happen next year, not this year.
Mm.
So they want money. The other reason, as Bloomberg analysis pointed out this morning, was that it also sends out a very strong message to the competition.
Right.
I mean, saying that, listen, we have so much money, which could well prompt guys to be a little careful when bidding, right? Because they know that Vodafone has got lots of money and everything else. So I think a lot of psychological games are played ahead of these auctions, and that's part of it. The other aspect is, of course, the competition that's becoming a little more intense, which is only to be expected. Today, a few minutes before we got down to preparing for this podcast, Airtel has announced a new data tariff plan. The two companies, which is Airtel, the largest mobile telco right now, and Reliance, are still fighting over what they call points of interconnect, where calls from one network are handed out to the other. Reliance says Airtel is deliberately dropping calls at the point of interconnect. Airtel says it's all Reliance's own inadequacies. The telecom regulator is actually looking at points of interconnect of various telcos and has asked for data over a five-day period to see whether something of this sort is happening. There have been reports that Airtel is not allowing subscribers on its network to port to Reliance's network using the mobile number portability facility, which would be anti-competitive, which would be in violation of Indian laws. But again, I don't know whether it's really happening or whether it's just an allegation. Mm. The regulator has again said it's looking at it. So clearly there is lots of action that's happening. But bottom line, I think the market has been disrupted every possible way. Second learning, I think the incumbent telcos are only themselves to blame. For 5 years now, we've all known this moment is coming. That Reliance is going to launch. It's going to be aggressive. It's going to do various things. What did the incumbent telcos did? They did nothing to improve their quality of service. Last year, we did a survey in Mint, which actually found out that there are no good telcos. You only have best of the worst.
Right.
Because everyone's equally bad.
Yeah.
And some are marginally better. Everyone's not equally bad. I mean, everyone's bad and some are just better than the others, but they're still bad. Two, they didn't really make national roaming free, although it contributes very little to the overall coffers of telcos in the country. Three, they didn't come up with innovative data tariffs the way Reliance has done. So suddenly Reliance now looks very customer friendly and these guys are scrambling to catch up. So it's good fun. I think as long as customers benefit in the end, as long as no rules are broken, as long as nothing is anti-competitive, I think it's all fine.
Great. And I think for investors, there's a lot of, it's going to be a sort of bloody battle.
Oh, of course, it's going to be a bloodbath because I think the small guys are all gone.
Yeah.
You've already seen Telenor saying that it's not going to bid. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling Telenor is slowly going to wind up operations. And I mean, it doesn't make sense. Many of the small guys will go. It's now a big boys game. So you'll have Reliance, you have Vodafone, you have Airtel, you have Idea. And these guys are just going to slug it out.
Interesting times ahead. So the next two stories are basically on the economy, related to the economy. One is the formation of the GST Council, which is a big step that has been completed. So why did you pick this story?
I think GST, which is the unified tax that India is going to implement, which is replacing a variety of state taxes, will unify the market, create one single market. It's a big deal in India where when goods travel across states, you know, different states have different state taxes. There's this thing called octroi. There are all kinds of things. It's a mess for companies. It makes life easier for companies, and experts say it could add between a percentage and a half, 2 percentage points to the GDP. So it's one of those fundamental things. It'll also introduce a lot of stability in the tax regime, which is much needed. As we speak, again, today, there have been unconfirmed reports, and they're still unconfirmed, and confirmed them over a period of time, that the states and the center seem to have decided on some sort of threshold on what the rate should be. Again, very significant, because everyone thought that the GST Council, the formation would be difficult, wasn't difficult, that it would proceed very slowly because of various issues. Hasn't really happened. Like yesterday, for instance, they all agreed to a 1st April deadline.
Right.
Today, they seem to have agreed to a threshold rate and other things. So I think everyone's moving pretty rapidly. So 1st April 2017 seems a much stronger possibility even today than it did a couple of days back.
Mm.
And I think that this will fundamentally alter doing business in India. I think it'll become
right.
a lot easier for companies. I think you'll see some amount of gains to the economy. So it's one of those seminal moments, I think, as far as reforms are concerned in India.
And similar is the formation of the Monetary Policy Committee, which is, again, a big move by the central bank to overhaul.
Correct. More by the government than the central bank. I think previously, a lot of authority with the governor. Right now, it's a committee. Previously, there was an advisory committee, but the governor could either take or not take their recommendations.
Right.
It's not going to be the case now. This is the way the rest of the world works, right? I mean, because I think, especially when it comes to something as significant as monetary policy, you can't have one person, however well qualified that person is, taking the decision.
Right.
I know that there have been efforts in some quarters to portray this as a personality thing, saying that, oh, you didn't like that governor, which is why you're doing this.
Mm.
But if you look at the kind of people who are there in the MPC, they are all extremely well-qualified, extremely renowned professionals in their own field. Two of them are economists out of the three independent members. The third person is an agricultural scientist and economist who's really done a lot of work in that area. So I think, of course, the problem now is between now and the first week of October, when the first policy is going to be done, there's very little time for this committee to actually sit down and look at various things. But they'll have to get into the act and they'll have to do something about it. But I think it's a good move. It's the way the rest of the world works. It's high time India started working like this.
Great. So we'll wrap it up there. So those were Sukumar's top stories for this week. Do let us know what you think. You can email us at feedback@livemint.com or follow us at Live Mint on Twitter and Mint on Facebook. Thank you for listening and see you next Friday.